He was down here April 20th for the Texas spring game and returns only 2 weeks later for the UIL state championship here on the track. As you see them running around behind me on my left shoulder here, they really get after it. It was a great environment this weekend. Cade Phillips, the safety out of Hightower, was also down here. He has a top three now reportedly of Texas, Texas A&M, and LSU. Something to keep an eye on as he kind of gets into his summer official visits that are coming up. Texas, I believe, has some June 7th through 9th. Of course, that's a really early official visit for Texas in that regards. But, hey, they're getting him in the mix. And, of course, he was on campus again today checking out the stadium over here in front of me, able to kind of mosey around, check out DKR, and, of course, hang out at Mike A. Meyer Stadium where all the action took place today. I wanted to get into a couple things. First off, I did talk to Devin Sanchez, and no, he's officially locked in with Ohio State. He made that clear right away. But he is acting as a recruiter for the Ohio State Buckeyes. And I asked him who in the state of Texas is he really looking at to join his class. And first name he mentioned was DeCorian Moore. And it was interestingly enough, I was able to watch both of them in the 4x2. They, you know, have a friendly competition with one another. They know each other very well. They're respectively the number one cornerback and the number one wide receiver in the state of Texas. They're very familiar with each other's games. They've played each other for state championships in two of the past, or I guess the past two seasons. So they know each other very well. And where it was kind of an on-field, on-track kind of rivalry with one another, it's all love off. And you can tell that they're good friends. And obviously Devin is trying to get DeCorian to flip to Ohio State. Right now, Ohio State will have a chance, of course, but I do think it is a Texas and LSU battle there at the end of the day. Devin Sanchez also told me, hey, Jamie French is a guy that the Ohio State Buckeyes and that staff is really looking to get after. He's a guy that he will be playing with in the OT7 tournament down in Tampa next week. So the two of them will be at least Devin will be putting in some work for the Buckeyes with Jamie French. French was on campus earlier in April. He mentioned the Longhorns in his top three with Ohio State and Tennessee. We kind of believe Ohio State's slipping a little bit. On Texas Football has learned, Texas has really started ramping it up a little bit. Tennessee's one to watch. Ohio State not necessarily in that pole position where I think a little bit earlier in this cycle, folks would have immediately had pegged the Buckeyes to be the favorite in that recruitment. Not so much the case anymore. I got to pull up some of these track times as I pivot down to DeCorian Moore because it was very impressive what they were able to do on the track today. Of course, the 4x1 is what really stole all the headlines. Atascocita, North Shore, the two Houston schools battling under 40 seconds, and Duncanville out of the Dallas area. Katie Tompkins actually had a really good showing as well. All four schools finished sub 40 in the 4x1. Incredible times all the way around. It was Atascocita that pulled out the gold. The second leg you'll see right here, I have the tape going. DeCorian Moore, my goodness, his second leg in this race on the back straightaway here, incredible stuff. When he gets going, you really see that speed showing. Duncanville did redeem themselves. They came out and they shattered the 4x2 record in which they ended up taking the gold medal and won by, I believe, a full second, going 1:22.27, a remarkable time in the 4x2 as well. So incredible stuff for them all around. DeCorian Moore leaving with, I believe, four medals as well coming out of this weekend at the Mike A. Meyer Stadium behind me. But I do want to pivot a little bit to the 2025 recruiting cycle. We saw Jordan Davison drop a top four, and it did not include the Texas Longhorns. In fact, it included the Alabama Crimson Tide, Oregon Ducks, Michigan, and Ohio State. Ohio State, I'm sorry it's an Ohio State heavy video tonight, but that's just kind of who I was talking to on the weekend visit here at the UIL State track meet. But Jordan Davison, that's kind of been Texas's biggest, you know, kind of push and competitor, biggest rival for Jordan Davison in this entire recruitment. Right now, with Texas no longer being at least considered amongst the top four, you have to imagine Ohio State is firmly and safely in that pole position. What's Texas going to do in their 2025 running back class? Well, they have Ricky Stewart locked up right now, and they're looking really good for James Simon, who I was able to sit down Saturday morning and have a great conversation. Just kind of peel back the curtains, kind of get an idea of who he is underneath the helmet, more so than what he is as a recruit that you see on the recruiting pages and through quotes and stuff like that. So go check that out if you haven't done it already. He was a really, really fun time to talk to. Big crawfish guy, as you expect, coming out of Shreveport, Louisiana. Big Chipotle guy as well. I hope that they feed him a little bit better in his official visit in June 21st or 23rd when he gets back down to Austin. But Texas firmly in that top spot for James Simon out of Calvary Baptist Academy in Shreveport, Louisiana. I believe right now that Texas is the team to beat. And right now, having the Longhorns be the only team locked in for an official visit, I think it says a little bit about where things are looking there. Going to the portal. And sorry, I'm a little long-winded here. You would have thought I was running track out here behind me, but it's just a couple big steps on the way up to this parking garage. Javion Cole, the cornerback out of San Jose State, wrapped up his official visit. He told me, quote unquote, the visit was amazing. And I do believe in a decision will be coming shortly. He is slated to have his Auburn official visit set for next week. So May 7th through 9th, he'll do it Thursday through Saturday. That's when he's expected to make it down to Auburn. Will he? I don't know. I'm not expecting him to. He did tell me he's unsure if he will make the trip. And more times than not, when you hear that about a kid who has an official visit locked in, it means that first visit went very well. So right now, I'm not sure that you'll see Javion Cole make that trip up to Auburn for his second official visit since entering the portal. He would be a guy that plays a lot for Texas. I actually think he might earn that job as a cornerback too, opposite of Manny Muhammad. Really talented ball player, 3 interceptions for San Jose State last year, 4 at Cal Poly his freshman year, and 6 his senior season inside the Oakland Athletic League, a league in which very talented. It's like, you know, inner Dallas, inner Houston, some of those under-the-radar kids that you really see, you know, start shining. He has 10-2 speed, something that I think the Texas staff covets in that secondary at the moment as they try to get faster in the secondary. Right now, he's a guy at the very worst is a rotational guy for the Longhorns. I think a guy with a ceiling in which he could be your number 2 cornerback alongside Manny Muhammad for the Texas secondary and defense in 2024. But we'll see, of course. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Of course, I know I didn't get to talk to Corey Moore. He was busy all afternoon, actually. He's probably loading up the buses as we speak. But this has been the Sunday Fun Day, a little recruiting update, a little fun. I hope you guys enjoyed the tape in which we watched a couple state record-breaking UIL relays. Really cool stuff as well. But for On Texas Football, come join us on the community. Be an OTF OG 3995. You can join the community, get all the updates from me, Bobby Burton, Jerry Hamilton, Blake Monroe. We'll have it all over on OnTexasFootball.com. But for Sunday Fun Day, I'm CJ Vogel, and you hear the roar of the crowd behind me. They're excited. I'm excited. Y'all have a good one. Welcome.